Welcome to HorrorFatale.com, almost live, where sarcasm goes to the movies and snark watches TV, with your hosts, the Horror Fatale and the Diva Mummy.
Welcome to HorrorFatale.com, almost live. I'm your host, the Horror Fatale, bringing you this week's horror news, reviews, recaps, and information. As always, I ask you to like or subscribe and give us a review at iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play, or whatever platform you're listening to the cast on.
Wants you for a best friend. Yeah, sure.
Wanna play?
I said talk to me, damn it! All right. Then I'm gonna make you talk. I said talk to me, damn it, or else I'm gonna throw you in the fire!
You stupid bitch, you filthy slut! Did you fuck with me?
That is like the funniest scene to me now. It wasn't funny when it first came out because I was younger when I first watched Chucky, Child's Play. But every time I see it now, I crack up. It's absolutely fucking hilarious. If you haven't guessed, that was the famous reveal scene from Child's Play. And that begins our horror news for this week. The Chucky TV series has been ordered by Sci-Fi from film franchise duo and Channel Zero Correct creator. Sorry. Chucky's coming to TV, guys. Sci-Fi has been given a straight-to-series order to Chucky, a series revolving around the character at the center of the horror-slasher Child's Play film series. The red-haired, freckled-faced doll possessed by the soul of a notorious serial killer, Charles Lee Ray. The series order was announced last Saturday at NBC Universal presentation and its winter press tour in Pasadena, California. And it goes on to tell you that it's, you know, produced by Universal, and it will come from Don Mancini and David Kirshner, as well as TV writer-producer Nick Antosa, who created the Sci-Fi anthology series Channel Zero, which I've never seen, but I've heard really good things about. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this. Let me keep going first before I give you my unwanted opinion. In the new Chucky television series, after a vintage Chucky doll turns up at a suburban yard sale, an idyllic American town is thrown into chaos as a series of horrifying murders begin to expose the town's hypocrisies and secrets. Meanwhile, the arrival of enemies and allies from Chucky's past threatens to expose the truth behind the killings, as well as the demon doll's untold origins as a seemingly ordinary child who somehow becomes this notorious monster. Okay. Now here's for my hot take on this. The Chucky movies have gotten steadily worse over the years. I didn't like the last year's retelling. I think I mentioned that on my countdown. I don't know. I have very, 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 very mixed feelings about this, because it can go really good and it could go horribly wrong. You know, the 6 sequels, you know, of the movie got horribly worse. I think I wanted to, I kind of liked Seed of Chucky, I gotta admit that one. But like afterwards, they got a little weird. The Cult of Chucky and the Curse of Chucky were just strange. Strange and unnecessary. And like I said, I couldn't figure out what they were trying to accomplish with the Child's Play remake that came out last year. So, but if you're into it, again, Chucky is coming to a TV channel near you. On to the next. Twilight Zone CBS All Access Season 2 for the retelling, well, the new inversion, the Jordan Peele version of Twilight Zone, has gotten its Season 2 cast, and it includes Billy Porter and Marino Bakrian. Let's see, who else? They announced a whole lot of people, actually. Billy Porter, Gina Elfman, Chris Maloney. Just some good names. Jimmy Simpson, Joel McHale, Tony Hale, Ethan Embry, and Daniel Sanjata with his really attractive behind. No word on actually what they'll be doing in each of these episodes this season. Season one was okay. I gotta admit, it was one of those hot and cold things. Like, some episodes were really good and some were like not. I enjoyed some better than others, and I'm sure this will be the same way with this one. Or they could do an Into the Dark, where Into the Dark got, this second season of Into the Dark has, every episode's been really pretty good. So maybe that'll happen for the second season of Twilight Zone. It got a little too, even for me, preachy, but, you know, people that say that weren't paying close attention to the Rod Sterling version, because not preachy, but he also was very political in his takes, and he told stories in that way where it would be aliens, you know, telling a story about prejudice and that kind of thing. So he definitely did that, but I think it was a little bit forced in the Jordan Peele's version. I hate to say that, but I just kind of felt that way. But it's not that I didn't like it, because there were several episodes that I thought were pretty good. So, second season cast has some favorites. Like I said, Billy Porter. It'll be really good to see what he does. He's steadily becoming one of my favorites. I'm enjoying him a lot. Let's see. We got some more horror news. Silence of the Lambs sequel series Clarice is set at CBS. CBS has closed a deal for Clarice, a crime drama series project based on the famous Thomas Harris character, Clarice Starling, which is set after the events of the Silence of the Lambs. The project will be written and executive produced by Alex Kurtzman and, oh, cool, Jenny Lamette, who, you guys know Jenny Lamette, right? Has received a series commitment. She is, what's her mom's name? I don't know. That's not her mom. I think that's actually her grandmother. I have to look it up. She's like, jeez, man. I don't know what's wrong with me tonight. Anyway, Jenny Lumet and Alex Kurtzman are doing the Clarice series, which will take place, again, after the events of The Silence of the Lambs. It's set in 1993, a year after The Silence of the Lambs. The series is a deep dive into the untold personal story of Clarice Starling as she returns to the field to pursue serial murderers and sexual predators while navigating the high-stakes political world of Washington, D.C. Let's see. The character of Hannibal Lecter is not expected to be part of the series. I hate that the original, well, not the original, well, it was original, Hannibal, that aired on NBC, I think that's the channel was on, that it didn't get another shot or a longer run. I think, to me, it's, I just think they got rid of it because it was expensive to make. Because, I mean, I know it had an audience because most people I know were watching it. And honestly, I thought it was so good. Madison, is that his name? Madison, whatever his name is. He was really good. And before they killed off Lawrence Fishburne, he was also really good in it as well. Okay, Jenny Lumet, her parents are Cindy Lumet and Gail Lumet Buckley, who is Lena Horne's daughter. It took me a while to get there because I couldn't let that go. But she is helping produce Clarice. So those are the horror news for this week. And I told them poorly. But oh well, I think you guys are coming to expect me to tell it poorly. That's fun.
Listen carefully. You are now 5,000 miles from land, and you're descending 7 miles to the bottom of the ocean. See you all in a month.
Here we go. What if we're gonna do this? Let's do this.
Ten. How bad's my rig?
10. We drilled to the bottom of the ocean, and we don't know what came out.
Gotta get to the station.
How will we even get there?
We walk.
We're just gonna walk with insufficient oxygen across the bottom of the ocean.
We don't know what's out there.
Worst idea ever!
What was that?
Turn your lights off.
What is that? What is that?
What is happening?
There's something following us.
Yeah.
that, you guys, was the trailer for this week's movie review, and it's the movie Underwater. Underwater is currently playing at a theater near you. It came out last Friday. It stars Kristen Stewart, TJ Miller, Vincent Cassell, and it's directed by William Eubank, who, if you don't know, directed 2014's The Signal. A crew of aquatic researchers work to get to safety after an earthquake devastates their subterranean laboratory, but the crew has more than the ocean seabed to fear. Yeah. I purposely didn't actually want to review this, but it's the second studio horror film of the year. And I'll refer to my previous rant from last week that the last studio horror movie, Black Christmas, was awful. The first studio horror movie of 2020, The Grudge, is awful. And they've obviously decided to keep the trend going. Because this is, although not awful, it's not good either. The film has a very interesting concept. Really, if I'm going to be honest, and that's what I always try to be with you guys, it's Alien, except for underwater. Kristen Stewart, she plays Nora, the lead actress, and she's some sort of, I think, bioengineer. I wasn't paying too much attention because it really didn't matter. She even went as far as to buzz cut her hair. I think she was channeling Aliens, where, you know, it was maybe Alien 3, actually, where Sigourney shaved her head. I think it was 3. But she definitely, in my opinion, was going for that whole Ripley look or whatever. And she was channeling Sigourney really a lot in this film. The whole take on it was very Alien-esque. They're underwater. Spoiler here. They've just, by their ship being down there, their lab being down there, they've unearthed like water aliens, basically. One of these sea creatures that don't want to be fucked with. And, you know, and they're mad. And they're basically, all of them are getting picked off one by one, trying to get back to the surface. It's getting very frustrating, guys. I don't know what's going on. I won't say it's all bad. Like I said, it had an interesting concept because it is alien underwater or whatever. It's beautifully shot. The shots are gorgeous. You know, it was really some really good shots. Kristen Stewart doesn't, I don't get it. I don't, she's one of those people, I feel about her the way I always have, you know, they've been trying to shove this woman down our throats, much like Dakota Johnson to me. And I just don't care. I don't know if you care, but I just don't care about this woman. She's not interesting enough to me to care a film as the lead. I don't get it, but they're still trying to make fetch happen with her. She's trying. That's all I got. I think she was more interesting when she was a child. She did really well in one of these movies with, back in the day, it was Jared Leto, and I want to say Forrest Whitaker, something about a house. Jodie Foster was her mom or something. I think that was her. I could be mistaking her for somebody else. That's how much, you know, she moves me. she just does not have it, folks, to be a lead in a film. I'm sorry. I don't get it. I like Vincent Cassel well enough, but even his character wasn't compelling enough to just hold my attention. You know, none of them, I cared about their fates one way or the other. The action wasn't interesting enough either, to where you're just like, I was just like, can this end? Can this end, man? You know, when is this going off? TJ Miller, I guess he's allowed to return to the public now. I forgot what happened. He did something, got arrested and sued, something weird that he did or whatever. But, you know, I know they kicked him out off of the Deadpool movies, but I don't know if he made this before or after. But anyway, he's in it and he's, you know, as annoying as ever. He's just annoying to me. He's the same character in every fucking thing he plays. And it's just, the shtick is worn out. Do something else, TJ. You gotta be there. You gotta have something. It was cliche, the one black actor in it, he literally died first. I was thinking, are y'all serious with this? I thought we were getting better with that kind of bullshit, but he died literally first. You know, like again, it's the second studio horror movie of the year, and it's bland and boring endeavor. I don't know what's happening. You know, this should have went straight to on demand. There is no way in hell this should have been in a theater. Actually, the last three movies that they've called horror should have been on demand and not in theaters. I'm not gonna rant as much as I did last week, but I really, really am annoyed because I feel like they have serious fucking disdain for us. They don't give a shit about us, and they're not even trying. I think everybody's like phoning it in, and they're like, oh, they'll go see it. No, we're not. We're not gonna keep going to see it. I'm telling you now. Y'all better tighten this shit up. But that's Underwater. It's a brief review. If you have Netflix, Netflix it. If you have Hulu, Hulu it. Prime it. Whenever it's, you know, free and you don't have to get in your car and waste your gas and, you know, your time and energy going to a theater paying money for it, don't do that. Fuck that. It's playing now, though. Theater near you. I would just wait. Just wait for it to come out free. HBO or whatever, however you view your home movies, do it that way. That's how it should have been unveiled to the world. Just a shitty movie and unnecessary.
I'm as baffled by this conflicting evidence as you are.
Did you kill my son, Terry? Look at me!
Terry murdered a child. Everything he does after that is like he's begging us to catch him. What kind of criminal does that?
He didn't do it.
The evidence and the counter evidence. I'm struggling with that.
Where are you going with all of this?
Is that Terry Maitland? 70 miles away. The same day, the same time as Frankie Peterson was murdered.
A human being cannot exist in two realities at the same time.
I didn't kill that kid, Ralph.
When the facts are filled with coincidences, don't dismiss those coincidences.
I have no tolerance for the unexplainable.
Well then, sir, you'll have no tolerance for me.
All she's asking is that we keep an open mind.
You keep your mind open. I'm just gonna look for facts, evidence, dumb cop shit like that.
I think you should drop the investigation. If you don't, I feel like something very bad is gonna happen.
Something bad's already happened.
If you can't get yourself to really believe, then you're a danger to everyone else.
When I was a kid, I didn't believe in anything. Not God, not the devil. But now I believe there's something else out there. It was worse than I ever imagined.
That was a trailer for HBO's The Outsider, which actually made its debut on last Sunday, which was January the 12th. And I'm only going to talk about the first episode. They actually aired two of them Sunday, but I only want to talk about one. And it's going to be really, really brief. But it's going to appear in the TV watching portion of the cast from now on, probably. So just the backstory. The Outsider is based on a novel of the same name by horror legend Stephen King, and it premiered on HBO on January 12th. It stars Ben Mendelsohn, Bill Camp, Jeremy Bob, Julianne Nicholson, Mare Hemingway, who I hadn't seen in a long time, so welcome back to the screen, Jason Bateman, and Cynthia Erivo. Congratulations on your Oscar nod, doll. Even though I didn't see anything that you did this year, but congratulations nonetheless. We start the episode with the body of a young boy being found in the woods, and he's literally torn apart, like eaten, like covered in bites and just destroyed, to the point where they actually, you know, at first hoped that an animal had gotten to him. So, okay. And after an investigation, the local detective, played by, like I said, Ben Mendelsohn, plays Ralph Anderson, he arrests the little league coach, played by Jason Bateman, and his character is Terry Maitland. It's a pretty good episode. I'm not very familiar with the book, I gotta admit. I didn't read the book. And I don't know if you guys remember, but I guess about two casts ago, I did a little kind of a mini rant about Stephen King's books don't always translate well to the screen. So I guess we'll see how this does. In the Tall Grass, I'm still angry about that because it read better, right? It reads better. It sucked when they actually put it on screen. And that happens a lot, like I said, with his things. So far, so good. I didn't actually love this episode. I have a friend, one of my friends, well, she's one of your friends too, the Dark Diva. She used to write for the old site there. She liked it. She thought it was really good. I didn't think it was really good. I thought it was okay. I thought it was meh. The episode was told in like this flashback, flash forward, where you kept, you know, you saw how they got to the conclusion to arrest him while the next scene would be them actually arresting him. It went back and forth like that. I don't know how I feel about that. It was directed by Jason Bateman himself. He took a chance. I don't know if I like that. Hopefully they don't continue that shit, but they probably will, because I think sometimes filmmakers and they're trying to be deep with their cuts, and sometimes it's just unnecessary and it doesn't work. But that's how he chose to go. So anyway, but the whole murder thing, it's so much circumstantial, but to me strong evidence showing that, you know, the coach did do this. But then the wife produces a video and, you know, other witnesses where the coach was out of town when this murder was going on. So it's going to be really neat. Yeah, I said neat. To find out how this is going to go and what's happening. Like I said, there was a double episode, and I think it's only, I want to say it's only 8 episode miniseries. So that should suffice not to fuck it up. But again, I don't know. Stephen King, for some reason, his shit doesn't transfer to screen always well. It just doesn't. I don't know why, but it just doesn't do it. And I'm just not even going to hint on his drama that he got into this week. If you follow Twitter, Lord, I just wish people would shut up. Just shut up, Hollywood. Just shut up. Anyway, that's that. So like I said, it's airing now on HBO. If you have HBO Go or somebody's password, I suggest you watch it, give it a gander, see what's up with it. Nancy Drew has returned from her break. I haven't had a chance to watch it, so I have no opinion on it, but we'll get back to that. We'll put a pin in it and we'll get back to that on the next cast. as well as Supernatural return last night, which is tonight, because this will be Friday when you hear this, but it's actually Thursday. And it's the countdown to the final episode, so everybody grab a hanky, because I guess it's going to start getting sad now, because I think it looks like they're getting ready to wrap up all of those characters that we know and love. I also have a little more TV watching news that I'm trying to decide whether this should have been in the horror community news, but it's my cast. I does what I want. I don't know if you guys are watching You, which just wrapped its second season on December 26th, the second season of You. I don't know if you know what that is, but You has renewed its has been renewed for a third season by Netflix. It ordered a 10-episode third season of its hit drama series You, which will premiere in 2021. And of course, you know, the renewal is not a surprise, because the second season was number 5 on Netflix's top 10 list of its 2019, just a few days after its release. Of course, it was trending on Twitter. If you tweet, you'll know. Let's see. The same executive producers will come back and serve as the showrunners. Penn Bagley and Victoria Pedretti are confirmed to reprise their roles. I don't know how I really feel about it. I'll watch it. I don't know. I didn't really love the spoiler alert, how it ended with him having a baby and moving to the suburbs, and I'm like, okay, but you're a sociopath, and the baby's mama is a sociopath. Are they gonna give birth to a Chucky doll or a Damien or something? I guess so. But as you know, in the second season, you know, Joe Goldberg Bagley moved from New York to LA, you know, to get away from his past and start over with the new identity. And, you know, the relationship ended in a murder where the lady was crazy, love. So we'll see, I guess. But that goes into TV watching, I think. I also have decided to add a new posting to the site or whatever. New from Redbox this month. There are several horror movies that you guys should rent. Coming up already, well, you already know Joker came out on the 7th. The Lighthouse, which made our top 10 list last year, also came out on the 7th. Zombieland Double Tap comes out on the 21st. The Terminator Dark Fate comes out on the 28th. And for rent on demand, Zombieland once again is on the 21st, and you can also buy it. I think I talked about Zombieland a little bit. You know, it was pretty good. You know, I hope this is it and they don't do another one. And Joker, I think everybody should see Joker. So it's out now. Joaquin's got his Oscar nod finally. Hopefully he wins. Because, you know, for the longest time, you thought he was going to get there, and he didn't. Now's the time. If he doesn't get it this time, then I don't know. I don't think he'll get one. Anyway, that's TV watching. And we went 35 minutes. That's long enough for everything that's going on. I ask you to follow me on the socials at The Horror Fatale on Instagram and at Horror Fatale on Twitter. And as always, I wish you guys some cheers and some sweet nightmares. We'll be back next week.